Chapter 12. The Office of the Natural World. When Tony and Emma got to the road, they waited for a few minutes, then a passing car stopped for them. The driver was a nice young woman, and her baby was in the back seat. "We have to get to the Office of the Natural World in Brown Street," Emma said to the driver. "Do you know Brown Street? Are you going to that area?"
"Yes, I know Brown Street very well," said the driver. "I work very near there. Get in."
After Tony and Emma got into the car, Tony took his mobile phone from his pocket and phoned the ambulance service. Then he phoned the police.
"Hello," Tony said when someone answered the phone.
"Can I speak to the chief of police, please? It's Tony Baker and it's urgent." A few seconds later, Tony heard the chief's voice.
"Hey, kid, how are you?" he asked.
"Not so good," Tony answered. "Somebody just tried to kidnap us."
"What? Tell me what happened," the chief exclaimed.
"It's a long story. We'll tell you about it later," Tony said. "The important thing is that we're safe, and we're now going to the Office of the Natural World. It'll close soon."
"Where's the kidnapper?" the chief asked.
"His van crashed into a tree near the road to the industrial area, and he's unconscious," Tony answered. "An ambulance is already on the way."
"Okay, I'll send a couple of policemen too," the chief said.
They finished talking just as the car stopped. Tony and Emma thanked the young woman, got out, and walked to the address in Brown Street. It was a large, grey building. They went inside and found the Office of the Natural World. It was a bright room, full of people working at their computers. Tony and Emma walked to the nearest desk. A reporter with long brown hair and a pink shirt was writing at her computer. She seemed very busy.
"Excuse me," Tony said.
The reporter stopped writing and looked at Tony and Emma.
"What are you doing here?" she asked in a surprised voice. "I mean, how can I help you?"
Emma gave a sweet smile and said,
"We need the magazine's subscription list. Can you help us?"
"What do you want it for?" the reporter asked in a suspicious voice.
"Well, we're trying to find somebody," Tony answered, "and we think this person has got a subscription to your magazine. Our subscription list is confidential, so I can't give it to you," the reporter said in a cold voice. "Now please leave this office."
Tony started to say something, but the reporter interrupted him.
"No," she said. "Don't say another word. We don't want school kids in here. Goodbye."
Then she returned to her work. Tony pointed to a drinks machine at the other end of the room.
"I'm thirsty," he said to Emma. "Let's get something to drink, and then we'll go."
The two friends walked to the drinks machine and filled two plastic cups. While Tony was drinking, he saw a printed list on a desk near him.
"What's that?" he asked Emma.
Emma went to the desk and looked.
"You won't believe it," she said excitedly. "It's the subscription list."
"Lucky again," Tony said with a big smile. "Let's borrow it for a couple of hours."
Emma put it into her pocket and the two of them ran out the office. Just as they were leaving the building, a police car arrived. The door opened and a policeman got out.
"Are you Emma and Tony?" he asked.
The two friends nodded.
"Come with me quickly," the policeman said. "I have to take you to the park. Chief's orders."
"Why? What's wrong?" Tony asked.
"Please get into the car," the policeman said. "We must be quick. I'll explain on the way."
Tony and Emma got into the police car, and the car left immediately.